We're talking with Jim Bonesteel, who's executive director of the Rensselaer Plateau Alliance. So, Jim, can you give people a little bit of an introduction? What does the Plateau Alliance do?
Well, the biggest thing we do is conserve forest land on the Rensselaer Plateau in eastern Rensselaer County. And the Rensselaer Plateau is the fifth largest intact contiguous forest in New York State. And the forests there support clean water, and they help limit the amount of storm water during big storms, and they're there. They provide recreation for the people of the area, and they also support the local forest products industry and the local economy. So the forests are doing a lot for the people and the wildlife, and habitat for wildlife. Shouldn't miss that. And the forests of the plateau are going to be really important for climate change. There's a report that came out recently that determined that keeping forest in forest can be 30% of the solution to the problem of climate change. And the forests of the Rensselaer Plateau have been determined to be a resilient area. So in the face of climate change, they will provide resiliency for the wildlife, the plants and animals, to be able to move through and continue to survive.
So how does the Alliance go about actually protecting the land? Do you own it? Do you take conservation easements? Do you get involved with local planning boards and their master plans?
Well, the first thing we did when we started out, we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary last year, so we've been around for 11 years now. One of the first things we did was a regional conservation plan. We invited the community in, the municipal leaders, the other stakeholders, businesses, and we invited them in to help us put together this plan, tell us what was important to them. And we had a great big ecological study done at that time and an economic study. So that was kind of the foundation for our land conservation efforts. There's another land trust. We're a land trust, essentially. And there's another land trust in Rensselaer County, the Rensselaer Land Trust. And so we don't do conservation easements, or we haven't gotten into that at this point, because the Rensselaer Land Trust is around to do that. So some a landowner wants to put a conservation easement on their land where they continue to own their land, but they give up the development rights, then we usually send them off to the Rensselaer Land Trust to work with them to do that. We own land. We buy land. We have two community forests, which we've purchased. We had the help of grants from the U.S. Forest Service to do that. And those community forests are managed by committees of community members, and we will continue to own them into the future. And there are all kinds of things going on in these properties. We have youth programs and trails, and one community forest has, mountain bike community that's building trails there, and another one, the horseback riders are there, and there's just all kinds of things going on the community forests. But we also have purchased some land that we will be selling to New York State. So in Grafton, we purchased 1,200 acres of land adjacent to the Pittstown State Forest. And that land will turn around and sell to New York State, and it will double the size of the Pittstown State Forest. We've also helped facilitate other projects. The Conservation Fund bought 23,000 acres of the former Coe lands. Almost 10,000 of those acres were on the Rensselaer Plateau. And that was a project that started with a phone call that we made to the Conservation Fund many years ago. And we helped them kind of plan that. And we were also the boots on the ground to make connections with the local communities and talk to our municipal leaders when that was about to happen. Now, one of the things that came out of our regional conservation plan that I told you about, we started with way back then, was that we invited the municipal officials to come in. And what we've done is we've met with them twice a year since then. And back when we started, there were some municipal officials that said, oh, I think I know what this is all about, and I'm not really so sure I'm interested in it. And now those same people, same exact people, are sitting around the room in those meetings, and it's almost like a board retreat. They are part of the team and excited about what we're doing and contributing and coming up with ideas. So, yeah.
So you also mentioned, I believe, the concept of, productive use, jobs out of the forest. Lorenzo Pateo, a little bit rocky. Other than, say, timber, what are some of the industries going on in the forest on the Lorenzo Pateo, and are there things you're trying to develop?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. The thing that comes to mind, there's some maple syrup going on out here. We're not developing that so much. We're encouraging some of that, I guess. But the forest products industry and sustainable forestry is something that we've really been trying to educate landowners and provide resources for. So if people want to manage their land for forestry, we try to give them the information, the resources that they can do that the best way possible. And sometimes that's the way that a landowner who wants to keep their forest and keep it in forest is able to continue to do that, continue to pay the property taxes. The other thing is recreation and the tourism economy. So, getting people to think about the plateau, which is only, in some parts of it, are only 20 minutes from downtown Albany, and as that is a place to go, and then all of the businesses that benefit from that, the gas stations and the restaurants, and we might even have at some point some out of town people and places from this day.
Now, one of the properties that the Plateau Alliance has recently taken ownership of is the Barberville Falls Preserve, which is, I believe, the tallest waterfall in the Capital District, 93 feet. Do you have plans on how you're going to manage this property, perhaps open up a little bit more to public use?
Well, funny you should ask. We just this evening had a community meeting where we invited the neighbors and community members in to discuss the Barberville Falls Preserve and how we might manage it. So, yeah, I think we would like to open it up and make it more accessible for the public. For the past 7 or so years, it was owned by the Nature Conservancy, and the Nature Conservancy donated it to or gave it to us, transferred it to us, along with some funds to help to improve the infrastructure there.
Well, you were talking about how you might open up the Barberville Falls to a little bit more ideas. Do you have some ideas on that?
Yeah, we are working with the neighborhood basically around the falls to decide about trails. We're thinking about engineered trails that are going to be safer to get people down to the waterfall and enjoy the waterfall, and maybe a platform just to make it more of a family-friendly destination, safer and fun for all ages.
And your name?
My name is Annie Jacobs. I'm the communications director for the Rensselaer Plateau Alliance.
1 minute left. So is the Rensselaer Plateau actually technically part of Appalachia? And if people are interested more about the Plateau Alliance's work, how can they find out about it and get involved, the Rensselaer Plateau Alliance?
Yeah, so rensselaerplateau.org. If you Google Rensselaer Plateau, it will come right to our website. And as a part of the Appalachians, it's part of the Taconics. And here's what I know. I'm not sure about the Appalachian part, but the Taconics were formed 430 million years ago when the arc of islands collided with the North American continent, and they were formed 200 million years before the Berkshires and the White Mountains and those things. So I don't know how they're related to the Appalachians. But yes, the Plateau is part of the Taconics.
And that's been Jim Bonesteel of the Rensselaer Plateau Alliance. This has been Mark Tilney for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.